Thank you for that introduction. As you mentioned, my name is Dave Spencer. I'm a first-year graduate student at Mississippi State University, and I would like to talk to you about the effects of cover crops on irrigation application efficiency and runoff. So corn is a very important crop in Mississippi. There were roughly 200,000 hectares of corn planted this past year for grain. And we do have a few unique challenges in the Mid-South, and it all starts with our low organic matter. This low organic matter is caused by a few things. We have very intensive tillage practices in our furrow irrigated environments. We typically have a pretty high rainfall. As you can see, the graph on the right is the 10-year average precipitation and the 2017 precipitation, with cumulative precipitation listed in millimeters on the y-axis and the month of the year on the x-axis. So normally we get about 130 centimeters roughly of cumulative precipitation per year, but you can see this year we even got a much greater amount than that, or we've already reached that amount. We're on track to beat it for the year. And also our high temperatures are another contributing factor to low organic matter. So these three things contribute to our low organic matter, which in turn gives us the problem of sealing soils. So most of our corn is planted on silt loam soils. It's got a very high silt percentage, typically 60 to 90% silt. And as I mentioned, the low organic matter, those two things combined give us this problem of soil crusting or soil sealing. And what happens in that is when the soil is first tilled up, it's generally fairly well aggregated. It has a good distribution of pore spaces. However, with each successive rainfall, those aggregates are broken down and deposited into the pore spaces, creating a seal over the top of the soil, which results in lower infiltration and higher runoff. So why are we looking at cover crops? They have been reported across the country to improve soil qualities, therefore resulting in greater infiltration. They're currently being promoted pretty hard by the NCRS, NRCS, and other government agencies, but we haven't used them in the Mid-South very often in recent years, so we don't have very good data on them. So our objectives for this study are to determine if cover crops and corn in the Mid-South improve soil quality, resulting in better aggregate stability and greater infiltration, to determine the effect of cover crop use in corn on off-site nutrient transport, and to determine the effect of cover crop use in corn on corn grain yield. And our hypothesis is that cover crops in a Mid-South corn production system will increase infiltration, reduce off-site nutrient transport, and maintain or improve current corn grain yield. So to evaluate this hypothesis, we performed a rainfall simulation. The experimental design was a split plot design, with our main plot being tillage cover crop treatment. That consisted of a reduced till, no cover as our control, no till, no cover, and then four cover crops, Austrian pea, crimson clover, cereal rye, and tillage radish in a reduced till environment. And the abbreviations that you see in the parentheses to the right of each of those is how they will be referred to for the remainder of the presentation. Our subplot was the furrow type, meaning whether that particular furrow received tire traffic from a tractor or other piece of equipment. So our cover crops were planted last October around this time, and they were terminated 2 weeks before planting. DeKalb variety 6772, a common corn variety in the area, was planted on March 29th of this year. And 268 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen was applied as UAN in a split application, with 168 kilograms per hectare in going out at about the V2 stage and 100 kilograms per hectare going out at V5, kilograms per hectare nitrogen going out at V5, V6. So our rainfall simulator was as described by Humphrey et al. It's constructed from aluminum pipe to allow it to be lightweight and portable, easily moved from plot to plot. The nozzle was centered at 3 meters above the plot. Our flow rate was calibrated at 12.6 liters per minute, and the pressure at the nozzle was held at a constant 28 kilopascals. So these three things ensured that we had a constant rainfall intensity of 70 millimeters per hour. The rainfall simulations were performed at the R5 growth stage. Our plot sizes were 1.5 meters by 2 meters, and they encompassed a traffic furrow and a non-traffic furrow in each plot. So water flowed through flumes at the bottom end of the plot, at the bottom end of the plot, into holding tanks where the water level was monitored to determine the volume of the water running off. And at the end of each experiment, aggregate water samples were taken from the holding tanks and sent to a lab for a nutrient analysis of phosphate, ammonium, nitrogen species, nitrate, total dissolved organic content, total kaldol nitrogen, and total phosphorus. And all data were analyzed using a mixed model with the fixed effects of treatment, that being the tillage cover crop treatment, traffic, so the type of furrow, whether it received tire traffic or not, and treatment by traffic. So into the results, this is the graphs of infiltration on the left and runoff on the right for the main treatment. On the y-axis, percent of total water applied is expressed, and on the x-axis, the tillage cover crop treatment is listed. So we can see here that the Austrian pea produced greater amounts of infiltration and less amounts of runoff than the reduced till no cover control. There's about 24% greater infiltration, which equated to 19 hectare millimeters. This is the ANOVA table for the nutrient transport. Tillage had an effect on phosphate, ammonium, and total kaldol nitrogen, while furrow type had an effect on ammonium and total kaldol nitrogen. So that's what we're going to be looking at. This is the graph for the tillage cover crop treatment for phosphate. Given on the y-axis is the cumulative amount of this nutrient in the runoff water in terms of kilograms per hectare. And graphed on the x-axis is again the treatment, the cover crop by tillage treatment. And that's how the rest of these nutrient graphs will be set up. So we can see here that the cereal rye had a greater amount of phosphate runoff in the water than did the reduced till no cover control. And in the ammonium, the cereal rye and reduced till no cover, the cereal rye was greater than any other treatment except for the reduced till no cover. And in the total kaldol nitrogen in the runoff cereal rye was again the greatest as compared to any other treatment. Now looking at the furrow type, the y-axis is set up in the cumulative amount of nutrient in kilograms per hectare. Ammonium ran off at greater amounts in the non-traffic furrow types than it did in the traffic. And similarly, total kaldol nitrogen, there was more total kaldol nitrogen in the non-traffic furrow types than the traffic. So this is a picture of a cereal rye plot. You'll notice that the corn in this plot is stunted and yellowing compared to the corn in the plots with the treatments around it. And this, again, the cereal rye is on the right. You can again see the yellowing compared to the treatment next to it, as well as the delayed maturity. So that, for whatever reason, this the corn in the cereal rye plot was not taking up these nutrients, and we believe that's what was having more, that's why more of those nutrients were running off. And this was directly affected in the corn grain yield as well. So this is a plot of the corn grain yield with yield in kilograms per hectare on the y-axis and the treatment on the x-axis. Cereal rye and Austrian pea had the lowest corn grain yields of as compared to the reduced till no cover control. So in conclusion, the Austrian pea reduced runoff by 24% compared to the reduced till no cover, but it also reduced yield by about 40%. The cereal rye had greater amounts of phosphate, ammonium, and total kaldol nitrogen than the reduced till no cover, but it also decreased yield by 45%. And non-traffic furrows had higher amounts of ammonium and total kaldol nitrogen than traffic did. And this is just the first year of this project, where it's got four more years. So we expect to see, as we continue planting those cover crops in the exact same spot, more soil changes over time. And hopefully the data will separate out a little bit more. And we also need our water sediment analysis back, as well as the soil analysis, to hopefully get a better idea of what exactly is going on. I'd like to thank the Mississippi Corn Promotion Board and USDA ARS for providing funding, and thank you to the Soil Science Society of America for allowing me to speak. I'll take any questions.
Do we have time for a question or two?
What time of year did you conduct the rainfall simulations?
It was in late July when the corn was at R5.
How many replications of each?
We only did three replications. That was due to because we said we had such a wet year. That was all we could fit in during our dry periods. Yes, sir.
You may not have gone to the extent to really dig out all the causal factors, but what do you think the effect of the rye was on the performance?
I've got a couple hypotheses. First, we know that cereal rye is allelopathic, so it could have had that effect on the corn, which resulted in the corn being stunted and therefore not taking up the nutrients. It also could have, cereal rye is a scavenger. It sucks up nutrients in the soil, so it could have taken a lot of those nutrients out of the soil and it wasn't available for the corn yet. But
so a follow-up to that. So when you killed out the cover crop, did you guys then bale and remove the biomass, or did you turn it back in the soil?
We just left it where it was, planted on top of it. Yes, sir.
Last question.
Dave, with the legumes, you put the 268 pounds of nitrogen on everything?
Yes, sir, we did.
Any thoughts on maybe trying to equalize the nitrogen?
Yes, sir. We did consider that. We would have expected to see a yield bump from the legumes because they would have been fixing their own nitrogen, which would have been available to the corn. I'm not sure why we didn't see that, but that's definitely something that we'll look at next year, is equalizing that.
All right. Thank you. We need to move on.
Yeah.